but I am joined on the phone today by U.S. Senator Tina Smith. Now, I know it's a pretty exciting time in Congress right now, you know, a lot of things happening on the global stage, but tell us a little bit about what you've been doing for our post office, one of our oldest businesses in the country, I understand.
That's right. The post office was authorized in our United States Constitution as such an important part of our lives, and it's something that Americans rely on, Minnesotans rely on to get their medicine or their Social Security checks or their veterans benefits. And so it's really good news that we passed this legislation after years of work that to really put the post office on a secure financial footing. People may remember what challenges we had with the post office back during the pandemic. And one of the problems is that the post office had this ridiculous rule that they had to prepay the cost of health care for their retirees out 75 years in the future, part of an old effort to privatize the post office. So this legislation, which we passed, the president will sign into law, will put the post office on a secure financial footing. It's going to end up saving billions of dollars, and it's going to make sure that we have good service 6 days a week going forward.
So do you know why the pensions were prepaid?
Well, I mean, I think that it was part of an effort to basically make it harder for the post office to compete with private sector, enterprises like FedEx or UPS. And it was completely unfair. And no other private sector entity has to prepay their retiree health benefits. So it's great that we fixed that in this legislation. And it also brings really good security to the retirees of the post office, and it brings really good security to the customers of the post office as we think about making sure that we've got good service delivery going forward. We won't have cutbacks in service, and I think it's something that, especially in rural parts of the state where the post office is extremely important, it's important everywhere, but I'm really glad to get this done. Bipartisan effort and a good step in the right direction.
All right, Senator Smith, well, is there anything else you're working on this week that you wanted to talk about before I let you go today?
Well, let me just say that in a day or two, we will be passing the federal funding bill, which will include millions and millions of dollars for Minnesota special projects. We'll have a lot more to say about that in the coming days as we get all the details worked out, but I'm glad to get that federal funding bill passed and get the, just keep things rolling around here.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here in northern Minnesota. Senator Smith, I'm sure we'll visit again soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.